Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. I am James Lampkin, your host and fellow pop music lover. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like. You can do it alone, or competitively, or collaboratively with your friends. Our 3 rounds today will be the hits of the 90s, love songs, and remember the riff. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that tunes in from all over the world, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Perth, Australia. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think about a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're shining the light on the decade that brought us teen pop, R&B, grunge, and power ballads. It's all about the 1990s. We have 5 questions for you, all about hit makers from the 90s, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which Caucasian rapper spent a staggering 16 weeks at number 1 on the US album chart with his album To the Extreme across 1990 and 1991? Question 2. Which band from California was behind 90s hits like Basket Case and Good Riddance, Time of Your Life? Question 3. Which American singer released the hit albums Music Box, Daydream, and Butterfly during the 1990s? Question 4. Finnish DJ Darude released which club classic in 1999, which shares its name with something that might occur in a desert? Question 5. Which British boy band that featured the breakout star Robbie Williams had hit songs like Back for Good and Pray? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is love songs. Singers just love to sing about love, so much so that it appears in many hit song titles. In this round, you're going to get 5 clues about popular songs that have the word love somewhere in their title. 1 point is available for each song title you can correctly name. Question 6. The Beatles advise that finances don't matter on this 1964 hit single from the soundtrack to A Hard Day's Night. Question 7. This 1978 disco hit by Alicia Bridges is an ode to clubbing and became a hit a second time in 1994 thanks to the film Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Question 8. Avoiding the need for profanity, Justin Bieber saying that if you like the way you look that much, you should go and do this on a 2015 hit single. Question 9. boys to men made a romantic declaration on this 1994 number one hit single. Question 10. Gracie Abrams was unusually apologetic on this 2024 hit single. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Remember the Riff. In this round, you're going to hear a memorable guitar riff that appeared in a rock or pop song. You can get 2 points here. One if you can name the song title, and another if you can guess the artist who performed the song. Let's take a listen to those memorable riffs. Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. The answers are here and we are kicking off with the hits of the 90s. Question 1. Vanilla Ice had the number one album for 16 weeks in a row, powered by his hit Ice Ice Baby. Question 2. Green Day had hits with Basket Case and Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. Question 3. Mariah Carey. Question 4. Sandstorm was the club hit by Darude. And question 5. Take That were the British boy band that launched the career of Robbie Williams. Continuing on to round 2, love songs. You were trying to identify hit songs that had the word love somewhere in the title. These are the ones we were looking for. Question 6. Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. Question 7. I Love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges. Question 8. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. Question 9. I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. And question 10. I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. For our final round today, you were trying to identify some songs by their guitar riffs. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Question 12, Seven Nation Army by White Stripes. Question 13, Boyfriend by Ashley Simpson. Question 14, All Right Now by Free. And question 15, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in our episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you went. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on whichever platform you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. And we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.